Hopefully you've taken a look at some of the Bond quotes in one of the previous presentations, in the FINRA presentation, let's say, in here, and maybe the municipal bond quotes here. Let's take a look at what happened to Ford. I had the wherewithal, I don't know why, to save the Ford bond quotes and the Poway School District bond quotes in the depths of the Great Recession. I wish I had saved some of the other ones, like GM, which was even, General Motors bonds were even more distressed, and I didn't save those. But I then, as we went along, recovering from the Great Recession, I was just, maybe I should save these things. So luckily I did. So let's go back to March of 2009, the depths of the Great Recession. The car companies almost folded. And we used Yahoo, which at the time seemed to work, and then all of a sudden stopped working, and then they got rid of it. They've been destroying Yahoo's finance website for several years now, and are almost completely destroyed it. But here we see Ford Motor Corporation, Ford Motor Company, based in Delaware, where a lot of corporations are based for some odd reason. I'm asked the lawyers why. And the price is 58. No, it's not. You have to multiply by 10. Move the decimal point one to the right. $580 for a 7.7% bond. That's $77 a year. That doesn't mature until 2097, till the big, almost the end of this century. And non-callable, which means Ford can't stop paying it. They got to pay it for the next, almost 80 years. Here's $640, $590. Remember, these bonds initially sold for $1,000. What's going on? Well, investors were so frightened that they were dumping the bonds. They were selling them. They didn't care what the price was. They didn't care if they spent $1,000 for it. They just wanted to get rid of it because if Ford went bankrupt, they might not get a dime. Well, that's not typical. Usually the bondholders get something when a company goes bankrupt. The stockholders don't get anything. They're at the end of the line. So because people had dumped the bonds and the price had fallen so low, look at what happened to the yield to maturity, the current yield. And you're going to learn how to calculate these in Chapter 11. They're not that hard. Right, the price falls, the interest rate goes high. People were getting 13% from their bonds. But notice the rating, triple C. What does that mean? That means junk. Anything below triple B is non-investment grade, which is a fancy word for junk. So people were really, really frightened. And if you remember, maybe you don't, maybe you do, the three car companies almost went bankrupt. And there were many people who were saying, let them go bankrupt. Well, that's the problem. Not what happened, but then it would cascade an entire series of other companies that would go bankrupt, and then the companies that in the cities that the companies went bankrupt, other companies would go bankrupt. It would have been a disaster. And of course, the problem is you can't go back and try it again. But people saying, "Well, it doesn't matter. We'll recover." You can't reverse the clock and try again. So this is a time when people were at maximum pessimism, and it turns out that the time of maximum pessimism is often the best time to buy. Because watch what happened if we just go 6 months later, 7 months later in October 2009, we see that there's that same 9.98%, I'm sorry, where was it, the 77 bond, where did it go, the 2097, oh, we don't see it anymore. But here the bonds now are no longer 580 or 640, this one doesn't mature until 2047. The other one we saw was 29. We'll find it again. But still, notice what's happened. The prices have risen quite a bit. $918, $765, $740, $902.50. That's a different company. That's the company that will lend you the money when you buy a Ford Motor Credit Corporation. They're sister companies. And what's happened? The yields have come down. Prices rise, interest rates fall. Interest rates fall, prices rise. It's a inverse relationship. Notice there's still triple C. There's still junk, distressed, speculative, whatever you, non-investment grade is the proper term, but people call them junk. So now, if we move into June of 2010, there's that 2097 bond. Notice it's selling for $84. But look at the 9.98% interest rate that matures in 2047. It's now selling for $1,082. Some of the bonds are now selling above $1,000. And when that happens, what happens to the interest rate? Exactly. Look at the interest rate, 9.98%. The interest rate now, the yield to maturity, the yield to call, is now less than the coupon rate, the current rate, because we have to pay more than $1,000. This is now a premium bond. Not all of them are premiums, but a few of them are premium bonds. What's happened to the rating? Exactly. Things are getting better. And so this company, Fitch, which is like S&P, Standard & Poor's, Moody's, Weiss, these are all companies that rate bonds. This company has said, you know what? They're no longer CCC. They're still junk. B is still junk, still speculative, still distressed, but not as bad as it was before. So that was June of 2010. Now let's go to October 2010. Notice now all the bonds that we were looking at before are now selling for above $1,000, $1,032.50, $1,230. There's that 9.98% bond we looked at. And notice what's happened. They are double B bonds now, right? They're still junk, but they are double B. And look at the yields to maturities are now less than the coupon yields because you have to pay a premium. You have to pay more than $1,000 to get them. So that was October 2010, and then things started to, people were still worried about the end of the world, but they started to mellow, they started to stabilize. So we go to March of 2013, and look at what's happened. Finally! Ford is no longer junk. Now they are investment grade. And look at all the prices. $1,200, $1,400, $1,300, and the yields are now less. So you see, it took 4 years. 4 years, but we've come back from the Great Recession. 4 or 5 years. Like 2009 to, 2013 to 4 years. That's a school district. Forget them. Springfield. Chester County, near Philadelphia. I know that area. That's where I went to college. I went to College Westchester, which is close to Springford. And so it took 4 years, but they finally now given Ford back their investment grade status. Indeed. So now let's go. So that was March of 2013, October 2014. Now we have to shift to FINRA because Yahoo's no longer giving quotes. And we see that things really haven't changed too much. A few of them are even higher. The price has gone even higher here. Let's make that a little bit bigger. You can get out of the way. That 9.98% bond is now selling for $1,500. So if you had the courage to invest in Ford bonds in 2009, you've more than doubled your money, and you're still getting 13-14% on the money you originally invested. Or you could just turn around and sell your bonds for a very hefty gain. So, where was that? That was October 14, which is about, 2014 was about the bottom in interest rates. And so when we go to October 2017, what we find is the prices have come down quite a bit. Not a whole lot, 1,150, there's still 14, there's a 9.3% bond. There's that, that bond is still selling for a lot, that 9.98% bond. that they have to pay until 2047 is still selling for $1,620. But I got to tell you, you got to be a little suspect about this data. The ones that have yield here and the price, I feel more comfortable about. Some of the ones that, like this one, this is not right. A 4.2, maybe it is 4.25%. No, that's a bad. You got to be careful about what the data this search engine gives us. So, but things are still, you know, the prices are still pretty high. Bond price, the yields are still pretty low. And so now let's take a look at the present. We'll see that not much has changed. Interest rates have gone up a little bit. Bond prices have come down a little bit. Look, the 9.98% bond is now selling for $1,300. So it was selling for $1,500. Now it's selling for $1,300. But still, it's still selling well above $1,000. So, are we cool? I'm meaning we, the United Snakes of Armenia, we survived the Great Recession. I remember some people back in 2009 and 10 thinking, we're not going to survive. And I'd say, well, if we don't, it doesn't matter, does it? Get out of the Northern Hemisphere if you really believe that and learn to raise goats or chickens or whatever. Because if technologically based civilization falls and cracks and dissolves into a pool of tears, it won't matter where your money is. It won't matter how much guns, ammo, canned food you have. Right. Now, when we get to stocks, we're going to review how to get stock quotes, and we'll take a look at what happened to Ford the stock, which is even more volatile and despair and then recovered much more than the bonds. Cool? Okay, so now let's go run on over and take a look at muni bonds. Let's take a look at the Poway Unified School District. See ya!